بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، اور سکون دل و جاں کو خلاد کر. قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، اور سکون دل و جاں کو خلاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو در تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا۔ أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم۔ يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين۔ صدق اللہ العظیم۔ علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آل اوور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز لسننگ اوور چینل اسلام، آئی ہیو ناٹ ہرڈ دا براڈ کاسٹ اوور دا ڈفرنٹ ریڈیو اسٹیشنز ود ریگارڈس ٹو دا نیو ایئرز ایو، بٹ آئی ایم شیور دیٹ quite a bit must have been already covered with regards to this aspect, that what does Sharia say, what does Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say with regards to these type of celebrations. So our gathering here this part of the night is to keep ourselves away from those areas where people will now be gathering to celebrate the New Year's. We know that as Muslims, our New Year begins with Muharram. If a person has to go to these areas where gatherings will be taking place for the celebrations, we will find there nothing but animalism. People will be behaving like nothing but animals. In fact, animals are not mukallaf. They are not answerable. They are not accountable. And they too have some sort of discipline in them. But human beings whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given aqal, intelligence. But if you have to look at their behavior on this night, then it shocks us beyond our imagination. We wonder whether we are looking at human beings or we are looking at worse than animals. Insanity is not the word, madness at its height. In fact, at such a time, what we require is a large number of asylums. So that these people can be dispatched there to have their heads checked. Because that behavior is definitely not something that is acceptable in the eye of any human being. So drinking, gambling, fornication, adultery, singing, hooting, shouting, screaming, unconcerned what kind of din they are making, what kind of disturbance they are causing, what kind of harm and damage they are doing, unconcerned. So we have gathered here with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the majlis immediately after the Isha Salat. We had a majlis here after the Isha Salat, a majlis of zikr and a little bit of waaz and nasihat. So I mentioned in that majlis that we must consider those people who are indulging in sins as being sick. A person who is physically ill, at the most the person will die. It will lead to death. But the person who is spiritually sick, the person is going to suffer even in the grave, is going to suffer in the akhirat. We are Muslims, we believe in an akhirat, we believe in the day of judgment, we believe in Jannat and Jahannam. We believe on accountability. So the person who is indulging in sins and vices and evils, he is sick. So we must pity the person. Just as we read the dua when a person is sick, Alhamdulillahi allazi aafani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafzeela. So in the same way here also we must thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He saved us, He protected us from that kind of sickness in which these people are indulging, in which these people are suffering, and that He gave us much, much better ni'mats than so many others. He protected us from so much of sickness and diseases of the spiritual kind. He gave us the tawfiq to gather in His house whilst others were gathering in such kinds of places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to gather in His house and engage in some kind of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, listen to Naat Sharif, listen to waaz and nasihat, make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now this is His ihsan upon us. It would not have been possible for us if it had not been the shadow of mercy upon us, shadow of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we must not be proud, we must not be arrogant, we must not consider ourselves superior to anybody. We must make a lot of dua for hidayat of everyone else. And also I discussed in that majlis that we should be taking a lesson in these days and nights from what has happened and what is happening in other parts of the world. We know that the tidal waves and the earthquake and the tsunamis, the effect that it has had from Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, down the east coast of Africa, and even in our country some effects of that were felt. How many thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people have become homeless, so many people have, their families have been destroyed, their businesses, their homes, everything is destroyed. And within seconds it happened, within seconds. And it happens generally in those places of enjoyment, fun and pleasure. Now we must not say for many, many years we have been going to those places and nothing has happened. So those people were also going to those places for many, many years and nothing happened. They say after over a century this kind of disaster has taken place. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives warning signs. But I always say in South Africa it's our charities that we give which cools the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is what has kept us protected. Also I mentioned that before the disaster strikes, when we see people indulging in sins and vices, it is our duty to make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar, to invite towards good, to stop people from indulging in evil. But once it has struck and people are suffering, then it becomes our duty to assist and help. So we make dua for the hidayat of all. And we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq to gather here and stay away from those haram places or places where such kind of haram actions will take place. Where large numbers of Muslims also, unconcerned about what's happening to the ummah around the globe, they will be enjoying themselves and they will be openly rebelling against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't forgive, when there's open rebellion. that a person is warned, the person is told, the person is informed, the person is educated that these are sins, major sins, and yet the person feels that I am protected from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And who is Allah ta'ala? What can he do to me? The person might not say it in such clear words, but that is what he is saying by means of his actions when he continues indulging in those sins in spite of repeated warnings. Then suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the midst of the person's enjoyment, causes his azab to come, and the people are then thrown into complete bewilderment. So Hazrat Khaja Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said long, long ago, something which is very relevant to our times. I have discussed some aspects of this poetry of his, and for the purposes of tonight's majlis, he says, Nakam himmat bano tum apni maazi par nazar dalo. Nakam himmat bano tum apni maazi par nazar dalo. Kiye the tumne jo karnuma ya phir wo kar dalo. Dil apna janibe haq phir kar sajde mein sar dalo. Is apne nara-e Allahu Akbar mein asar dalo. He says, don't lose hope, don't despair. You are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at your history, what you did in the past. So those glorious deeds of yours, of the past, repeat that performance again. You are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All you have to do is bring Quran and Sunnah into your lives. And then put your head in sajda, as you just heard a little while ago. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Plead to your Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Get up. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Make your appeal to Allah ta'ala. Make your pleas to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Put your heart into sajda. Not just your forehead. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and bring life into this dead heart. This ruh of yours, the soul of yours, it cannot be pleased with just food and drink. The pleasure of the soul is something different. Ruhaku noore taqwa se tu shadaka. Make your soul happy with the noor of taqwa. And your nafs is your enemy. So displease your nafs and please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The khahish and the desire of sins will be in hearts. We cannot deny that. Temptations and the desire to sin will come into the hearts. If there was no such thing as temptation and there was no such thing as the desire to sin, then there wouldn't have been also such a thing as taqwa. But a person who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he restrains himself. So therefore Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao, nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka basab bedar ho jao. O Muslims, get up for action. Far too long have you now remained asleep. You have remained indifferent. You have remained negligent. You have just been complacent, and you have given yourself satisfaction that we made a lot of speeches. The time for speeches is gone, the time for action has come now. He says, get up for action now, O Muslim, get up for action. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka, this is no more time for negligence and indifference. Bas ab bedar ho jao, get up. Zara socho ke tum pehle to kya the aur ab kya ho. Zara socho ke tum pehle to kya the aur ab kya ho. Karo kuch sharm tum khairul bashar ke naam lewa ho. You heard the beautiful poetry recitation in Nightingale's voice by Maulana Mustafa Kamil. So now listen in the crow's voice. by Eunice Patel. So don't worry about the voice, listen to the message. Zara socho ke tum pehle to kya the aur ab kya ho, karo kuch sharm tum khairul bashar ke naam lewa ho. You are the takers of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You always claim that we are ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You always say that we are khairul umam. We are the best of nations, evolved for the benefit of mankind. You take pride that your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the last and the final messenger upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed. So have some shame, have some haya, have some modesty. Where are you going? Are those the places for Muslims? Is that the place for the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That where those who are disbelievers and where those who have got nothing to do with deen and with sharia, with the Quran and with the sunnah and with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen, where they will be dancing and singing and drinking and indulging in fornication and adultery and all kinds of crimes and sins and vices and evils. Is that the place for a Muslim? So he says, sharam karo, have some shame. Immediately look into your hearts. What have I got in my heart? I've got kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what I've got in my heart. And sometimes look at your libas and your clothing and your garb, that what kind of garb do I have? You will find many, many people, many of our youngsters, and not only youngsters, our men, women, children, in Islamic garb, they will also be there. In spite of all the warnings that have been given, and in spite of all the Quran and Hadith that is being recited and said, but the person will still be there. And that garb will clearly show that this person is a Muslim. So he says, karo kuch sharm tum khairul bashar ke naam lewa ho. Ye bad aamaliya chodo agar fatho zafar chaho. Ye bad aamaliya chodo agar fatho zafar chaho. Khuda ke tum bano pehle khuda phir. Khuda ke tum bano pehle khuda bhi phir tumhara ho. He says, if you want zafar, if you want kamyabi, if you want success, then give up these evil deeds and actions. O Muslim, give up these evil deeds and actions. First become Allah's. He says, khuda ke bano pehle tum. First become Allah's, then Allah will become yours. We want Allah Ta'ala to become ours, and we want Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to send down those angels, and Allah Ta'ala must send down His hidden and unseen forces and help us and assist us. We want everything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but we don't want to become Allah's. We don't want to become His. We say, oh Allah, we are not prepared to obey You. It's very difficult for us to obey You. Obedience to Your commands and to obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for that You can create another nation. But we want Your assistance and Your help, because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is our weakness, that we will quote all those verses of the Quran Sharif and all those hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help has been promised for the believers. But we won't read any further and see what was the condition of those believers, what kind of believers they were who received the help of Allah ta'ala. But again, don't lose hope. He says, change, get up. If you were fast asleep, but somebody shook you up, so now get up. Now don't remain like a log. No, the person went off to sleep, he dozed off. But now somebody is shaking him up, somebody is shouting, screaming, please get up. So now get up, don't remain like a log. Because it is time for action. Kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Zikr ke ehtimam se hogi, fikr ke iltizam se hogi. So if you want kamyabi, it will be with action. Amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. We will have to take that pain on our hearts. of restraining ourselves from haram. Now at present it is a pain for many young people who are here, so many of you who were in the habit of going to those places in the past, in your school days or a few years ago or last year, but now you have left that area and you have come here. I've received phone calls even this morning from ladies saying, "Well, now are you having a program?" Because says the temptation is so great, we used to always be there. But last year we were able to restrain ourselves because of your program. So like that, there will be that pain of restraining ourselves. Shaitan will be whispering that you are sitting like Sufi sahabs in the masjid. What enjoyment and pleasure you are getting. That is where the fun is. That is where enjoyment is. That is where entertainment is. And that is where you should have been. And just think of your past, how you were enjoying yourself, and now you're sitting in the masjid. So those whisperings will come, but you have restrained yourself, so you must believe that at this moment Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's angels are covering this majlis. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is becoming pleased that these servants of mine, instead of going to those haram places for my pleasure, they have been sitting in the masjid and making zikr, tilawat, ibadat. So he says, get up. No more time for indifference, no more time for negligence. Get into action. Bas ab to bandae haq aur muslim naam ke hum hain, mutiye nafs o shaitaan bandae dinar o dirham hain. Kabhi hum fakhr alam the magar ab nang alam hain. Kabhi hum mehr taaba the aur ab zarro se bhi kam tar hain. He says, now we are Muslims by name also. Only Muslim in name. We are obedient to nothing else but nafs and shaitan. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. We have made our nafs our ilah, our God. Whatever command comes from our nafs, then we must fulfill that command. At one time we were the sunlight, bright shining sun. Today we are not even that speck of dust. What respect do we have? What dignity? What honor? Who is there to pass the hand of affection over the yateem ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? No matter what kind of difficulties they go through. We have become our own enemies. So he said, Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Zamana barq o tehzeeb o sharafat tumne sikhlai. Zamana barq o tehzeeb o sharafat tumne sikhlai. Har acha fail aur har nek aadat tumne sikhlai. Khudae paak ki sachi ibadat tumne sikhlai. Jahan ke hukmarano ko siyasat tumne sikhlai. Ise zamana bhar ko tehzeeb o sharafat tumne sikhlai. Who gave culture to the world? Who gave discipline? Who gave them akhlaq? Who gave them morals? Who changed the face of society? Where people were drinking, gambling, murdering, committing rape, arson, fornication, adultery. Their own daughters they were burying alive with their own hands. They were dumping them into trenches. And it was like a shame upon them that the wife gave birth to a daughter. They used to drink like how we drink water. But when they got the Islam and when they got Deen and when they got Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings in their lives, they changed the face of the world. Wherever they went, they didn't only change the culture and the traditions and their morality, and their habits and their customs and their traditions, even the language in those places changed. Whether they came to Africa or any other part of the world that they went. So he says, you taught the world what was akhlaq, what was morality, what was shame, what was haya, what was decency. You taught the world all good deeds and actions. You were the leaders. You were not followers. You were not mimicking. You were not just emulating them. You were not just aping them. You went and changed them. You didn't go there and complain of the environment, that what must we do, the environment is very vicious. As you have heard many times in my majlises, that poetry of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Zamana hum ko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We are Muslims. We will not complain about the environment. We will change the environment. And which government is forcing us to bring all those evils into our lives? They can legislate as much as they wish to. But have they forced us that we must be there now in those haram establishments? We must go and indulge in all those vices and sins and evils. They haven't forced us. Those of you who are sitting here now, will you get summons tomorrow? Or will any fine you will receive in the post that why did you go and sit down in the masjid? So very heavy fine will be imposed upon you. Nothing. So we must change the environment. Why complain of the environment all the time? But the problem is that we want to please Allah Ta'ala also and we want to please Shaitan also. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Now that can't happen. We must either please Allah Ta'ala or please Shaitan. So he says, you are the one who taught the world what was sharafat, what was honesty, what was truthfulness, what was good character, good behavior. And even the leaders and the rulers of the countries, you taught them what was politics and what was economics and what was the way that you rule over countries. You gave them all that knowledge. You were masters in everything, in science and in everything you were masters. Then what is this now that you are imitating them, you are emulating them, you are aping them? Whatever haram they indulge in, then we are before them. We are leaders now. They follow us. We mimic and we just follow them blindly in every evil that you can think of. As a Musalmano, utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Badalna chahiye ab jald ye tarze amal tumko. Nahi to maut a jayegi bas ek din ajal tumko. Sunaye dete hai hum ye baawaze duhal tumko. Ke phir mauka shikayat ka to hum se ho nakal tumko. He says, O Muslim, you have to change this lifestyle now. How long are you going to continue in this pattern? If not, then suddenly death will overtake you. Suddenly, death is not going to give you some warning signs that I will be coming tomorrow. All those people who disappeared suddenly from the surface of the earth, minutes before that, hours before that, or days before that, they had absolutely no knowledge that within 2 minutes we are going to disappear from the surface of the earth. And every day, accidents, murders, killings, thousands of people losing their lives in earthquakes and wars, in battles. So he says, you better get up and change. If not, then suddenly death is going to take you away. He says, I am telling you very loudly and clearly whatever has to be told, so that tomorrow at least you have no complaint about me. That Allah Ta'ala had given you the knowledge, why didn't you inform us about it? So he says, that is my duty to inform you. After that, whether you make amal or don't make amal, that is left to you. Jo har Muslim haqiqi khadim-e-Islam ban jaye, aur is khidmat ka ek pura nizam-e-aam ban jaye. He says, if every Muslim become a true khadim and servant of this beautiful deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and throughout the world if it is done in an organized fashion, to phir kya hai bi'aunillah sara kaam ban jaye, tumhara har bute maghroor o sarkash ram ban jaye. He says that if only all of you have to become, if every Muslim has to become a khadim e deen, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the conditions. The conditions will change. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring about that change. All we will have to do is put in that effort. And that with ikhlas, if the person is going to do it, then the conditions around the world will change. First individuals will change, then societies will change, then nations will change, the international changes will come. But our weakness is this, that we want that same kind of enjoyment. We don't say that there is no such thing as enjoyment and pleasure and happiness. Sharia takes care of everything. There are so many avenues for enjoyment, for pleasure, for happiness. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy. Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy His ni'mats and bounties. He has created the whole universe for us. He said, make use of the good things of this earth. Allah Ta'ala has made everything for us. And He has just declared a few things as taboo and haram and forbidden, as a test that whether these are my servants or the servants of nafs and shaitan. That's all. And when we restrain ourselves just from those few things, then Allah Ta'ala gives us true happiness in our hearts. True and real happiness, irrespective of outside conditions, Allah Ta'ala then gives us genuine enjoyment within the heart. Every minute there is that beating, or the every minute that his heart beats, or every beat of his heart, the person hears Allah, Allah. And he gets such enjoyment. Suno me naam tera dhadkano me. Suno me naam tera dhadkano me. Maza a jaye maula dil badal de. So when the heart will change, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name, the person will get such enjoyment. The kings don't know that enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. So we must be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for having given us the tawfiq of staying away from those places and areas of sins, vices and evil. We must not think that they really enjoyed themselves. Real enjoyment and true enjoyment is in that which we are doing. So this is not a New Year's Eve celebration. This is an anti-New Year's Eve celebration. As I mentioned this afternoon, somebody might ask for fatwa, that is it jais and permissible to celebrate New Year's Eve in Masjid-e-Noor? So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us strong iman. It's not that we must wait for programs like this to keep us away from those areas. That's just for training and for disciplining. But our mizaj must become such, our nature, our temperament must be that we don't want to be anywhere near those places where Allah Ta'ala's anger and wrath and descends. We don't want the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, because He has been so kind to us. He has blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. He gives us the strength in our bodies, and the same ni'mats and bounties we go and use for His disobedience. So let us now engage in zikrullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Under normal conditions we don't make so loud zikr. Just make zikr in with ehtidal. But tonight is a night in which we have to drown the voices outside, the voices of shaitan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your sitting. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaqithin. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving Allah, most beautiful Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. But we are grateful to you for having given us the tawfiq of sitting here and taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, you protect us and saved us from those places where your wrath and anger descends. Ya Allah, what a large part of the Muslim community, oh my beloved Allah, where in those places where your anger and your wrath descends. Ya Allah, we pray that you give hidayat to them too and to us too. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the entire ummah. Ya Allah, those who are disbelievers, make bring them into iman and Islam. Those who we have given iman and Islam, Ya Allah, give them strength in their iman. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast in their iman. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going to those places which you are displeased with. And your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displeased with. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with hidayat. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, we are using your very bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. My Allah, we use your bounties for your disobedience. How much namak haram we are. Ay, mere pyare Allah, oh my beautiful Allah, most generous Allah, most tolerant Allah, most forgiving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those places where disaster has struck, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their hardships, their problems. Those believers who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, those whom they have left behind, their kith and kin, their family members, bless them with Sabr Jameel and Ajr Azim. Ya Allah, those who have become homeless, provide them with homes and shelter. Ya Allah, those who have lost their properties, replace it. Oh my beloved Allah, bless them with the best. Ay, mere pyare Allah, throughout the world, wherever the ummah is suffering, wherever mankind is suffering, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their problems, their hardships. Ya Allah, change the conditions of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya e siddiqeen. Ya Allah, hamare dil ka haal badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of prosperity, happiness, contentment, satisfaction. A life, oh my beloved Allah, in which there is piety and taqwa. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of shukr. Bless us with a life of qanaat, contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, diseases and ailments. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. those who are in financial problems, remove their financial difficulties and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, throughout the world where the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, remove their difficulties and hardships. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, the time is going to come when we too will have to leave. The angel of death is not going to announce his coming. We don't know when he is going to attack, when he is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a rave club. Oh my beloved Allah, people are dying in cinemas, in rave clubs, in theaters, in gambling dens. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a haram establishment. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, fornication. When the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, bless us with death on Iman. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the du'as that he made for us, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protected you from those places, so now don't fall for the whisperings of shaitan and the temptations of shaitan to even go in those areas to see what was happening. Now shaitan will whisper that you have passed that midnight gong, so now you go to those areas and see people will be returning and see what they are doing. Don't even go there. Go home, go sleep, get up for Fajr. Come back to the masjid, make namaz with jamaat. You get the sawab of being in ibadat all night. And those who fear that they will not be able to get up for Fajr and come back to the masjid and join the jamaat, then go home, bring two bed sheets, sleep on one, cover yourself with the other. It's not winter. 2-3 hours to go. Make a little bit tahajjud salat. Just now will be Fajr time. After that, sleep. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept our staying in his house. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.